Okay, today we're going to do Dav Vav Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainis. Now the Gemara is going to return. We're at Tanu Rabbanon at the two dots, 4 lines into the page. The Gemara is now going to return to the topic of rain, and the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that darshins a pasuk, that we well know, V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'ito yore umalkosh, that we know that yore refers to rain that comes after planting, and malkosh comes right near the harvesting season. So the Gemara is going to explain why these different types of rain are called Yore and Malkosh respectively, meaning in English we just call rain, but in Hebrew they have so many different names for rain that comes at different times. So why is it called these different names? Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa says Yore, the reason it's called Yore is because Shemore, it teaches us Abrios, the people, the creations, La Tiach Kagoseen, that they better tar their roofs, they better make sure that their roofs are tarred well, so that they don't have leaks in their roofs when it rains. Ula hachnas es perosein, and to bring in all their fruits. By fruits usually means grain from the field, so that the grain doesn't get ruined from the rain. Velasos kol tzarchein, and to do whatever else they need to do to prepare for the rainy season. So since it's the first rain of the season, this is the rain that warns everybody. That's why it's called yore. Yore is like a mora, like a teacher. This rain is the teacher for everybody to be careful, to make sure that they're prepared for the rainy season. Dover Acher, another explanation of why it's called Yorez, Shemarve es Haaretz Umashke Ad Tahom, that it satiates. Marve is a lashon of satiating. It provides sustenance to the land and gives drink all the way to the depths. So Shenemar Tlemer Rava Nacheski Dudeha Bervivim Tmogenot Simcha Tvarech, that the rain is merave, it actually satiates the ground properly. So that's the second reason why it's called Yore. Dover Acher, a third reason why it's called Yore, She Yoreid Benachas, that it comes down very softly, Ve'enu Yore Bezaf, and doesn't come down strongly. So like when a person wants to teach students, so it's much more effective if you speak softly and you don't come down too hard on them if you want them to accomplish something. So that's why this rain is called Yore, like a teacher, but not like a teacher in the sense that it's actually teaching us something, but the way it behaves is like a teacher should behave, in a very soft-mannered kind of way. So main point number one, three explanations of the word Yora. Three explanations of why Yora is called, is the word for rain. So again, number one, teaches us to prepare for the rainy season. Number two, satiates the ground, marve. And number three, is soft like a teacher. Great, so now the Gemara, the Braisa asks, how do we know to darshan the word Yora from the positive, that it necessarily means a positive thing? Oh, eino yora ella shemeshir saperos. Maybe the word yora is a klala, it's a curse, that it takes the fruits that are attached to the trees and rips them off the tree. Umashtif es hazroim, and floods out all the plants. Umashtif es hilonos, and floods out all the trees. Tamalom or malkosh. That's why it says malkosh right next to yora. Ma malkosh levracha, just like the word malkosh has to be that it's a bracha, so too af yora lebracha. So too yora is a bracha. That's how we know that the word yora is a bracha. O eino malkosh ela shemapil sabatim umeshaber silanos. Well, wait a second. How do you know the word malkosh is a bracha? Maybe malkosh is also a klala. Maybe it means that it's going to knock down the houses and break all the trees umalas asakoyin, and it's going to bring up a type of locust. Tamalomer yore. That's why it says yore. Ma yore lebracha av malkosh lebracha. Just like yore is a bracha, so to malkosh has to be a bracha. But yore gufe minalan. How do I know that yore is a bracha? We only knew that yore is a bracha because we compared it to malkosh, but we only know that Malkosh is a bracha because we compare it to Yara. So how do I know that these two types of rain are actually good things, that these names actually mean something positive? Tzichsiv uvnei tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem elokeichem ki nosan lechem es hamora v'tzdaka v'yorid lechem geshem mora u'malkosh barishon. The pasuk says that Yara is a tzedaka, it's a great kindness that God does for us. So you see that it has to be something that relates to bracha. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that specifies the exact times that the reigns of Yorah and Malkush come. So Tan Rabban, we learn in Ebraisa, Yorah b'Mar Cheshvan. Yorah comes during the month of Mar Cheshvan. U'Malkush b'Nisan. Malkush comes during the month of Nisan. Ata Omer Yorah b'Mar Cheshvan, Malkush b'Nisan. Do you assume that Yorah comes in Cheshvan and Malkush in Nisan? O Einu Eli Yorah b'Tishrei. Maybe Yorah comes during the month of Tishrei, because already during Chag HaSukkos we already start talking about Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem. So maybe it already starts then in Tishrei time during Sukkos. U'Malkush b'Iyar. And maybe Malkush doesn't come until Iyar time. Tamalomar b'Ito. That's why it says that when Asati Mitar Eschem b'Ito Yorah u'Malkush, meaning the time that's best for them. And what's the time that's best for them? The time that's best for them is Mar Cheshvan and Nisan respectively. So main point number two, Yorah comes in Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh in Nisan, because those are the ideal times. Those are the ideal times. Good. So says the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to explain why the last rain is called Malkosh. So Malkosh, Amar Avni Eloi Baridi, Amar Shmuel, Dover Shemal Kashusein Shal Yisrael. It's something that cuts and breaks the stiff neck stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. That if it doesn't come down, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva and will fast and will do all sorts of tzedakos until finally this rain will come down. Meaning it's the threat of this rain not happening that causes Klal Yisrael to give in and to finally do tshuva. Deber Rabbi Shmuel, Tanu Deber Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that Malkosh is actually a combination of different words. Davar Shememale Tevua Bekasheha. It refers to something that causes the grain to fully grow. B'masni satana, Malkosh, we have a third explanation of what Malkosh is, that it's a nutrikun, it's also a combination of words. Dover sheyoreid ala malilos, something that comes down on the tops of the stalks, v'al hakashin, and on the stalks themselves. And it comes down when the stalks and the malilos are all there, and the tops of the stalks are all there in the field. So those are the three explanations of what Malkosh means. I guess main point number three explanations of the term Malkosh. Right? Three explanations of the term Malkosh using etymology, that Malkosh maybe is a nutrikun. Nutrikun is an important concept. Even though it doesn't actually appear in the Gemara, let's use that as one of our important concepts over here. Nutrikun means that it's etymology, that it's the combination of different words into one single word. That Malkosh is a combination of words like Mimali Tvua Bekasheha. So you say that really fast, it sounds like Malkosh. Mimali Tvua Bekasheha. So that's the concept of nutrikun. Tanra, we have a braisa. Yorah b'mar Cheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan. Yorah comes down in Cheshvan and Malkosh comes down in Nisan. So the braisa asks, "Atomer Yorah b'mar Cheshvan o'enu ela b'chadish Kislev." Maybe Yorah comes down in Kislev a month later. Tamalomer b'ito Yorah Malkosh. That's why it says b'ito. Ma Malkosh b'ito. Just like Malkosh comes down in the right time, af Yorah b'ito. So until Yorah comes down in the right time, b'mar Cheshvan does not wait till Kislev. Tani Idah, we have another braisa that talks about the time of Yorah and Malkosh coming down. Yorah b'mar Cheshvan and Malkosh b'Nisan divrei Meir. Rav Meir holds that Yorah comes in Cheshvan and Malkosh in Nisan. V'cham amrim Yorah b'Kislev, and the Cham say Yorah comes down in Kislev. Man Chacham, who are these Chachamim that hold that Yorah comes in Kislev? Amr of Chista Rabbi Yossi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Ezuvi Revia Rishona. Rabbi Yossi says, what is the time for the first rain? Habakira, the time of the first rain that comes early, is B'shloshim Mar Cheshvan, on the third day of Cheshvan. Beinonis, the regular rain, the average rain, the second rain, B'shivabo, should come around the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. Afila, the late rain, the third rain, B'shiva Asabo, on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Divrei Meir, it's Rav Meir's opinion, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the first rain is B'shiva, U'B'shiva Asra, and the second rain is on the 17th, U'B'Esra M'shlosha, and the third rain is on the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. So everything's just a little bit later. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, the first rain is B'shiva Asar. First rain is on the 17th of Cheshvan. U'B'Esra M'shlosha, the second rain is on the 23rd of Cheshvan. And when's the third rain? Ube Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The third rain comes on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So Rabbi Yossi Yossi, you see, is the opinion that holds that Kislev is a time for Yoretz, the third rain of that first rainy season, of that first spurt of rains, the third one should come around Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So that's the opinion of the Chacham who says that Yore comes in Kislev. As Rabbi Yossi says, we don't have special people fast for the fact that it hasn't rained until Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and it hasn't rained. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Chisda halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in terms of the times of these first three rains. Amemar masin lahad Rav Chisda b'hal d'shna. Amemar didn't teach Rav Chisda regarding this machlokas about the time of the rains, but rather on a machlokas, he connected it to a machlokas later on that we're going to have in Daf Yudam and Aleph about when we start to ask for rain in davening, that the Mishnah says b'shlosh b'marcheshvan sholin slagshamim ramgamliel and b'shivabo. Tanakama says we start asking for rain on the third day of marcheshvan. Ramgamliel says on the seventh day. Amar Rav Chisda halach ramgamliel, and that's where Rav Chisda makes the comment that the halacha is ramgamliel. So I guess main point over here: three opinions for the timing of the first three rains. Rabbi Yossi holds third rain doesn't come till Kislev. Good. Next, so now that the Gemara quoted these three opinions about when these first three rains come, so the Gemara is going to discuss a certain brisa and try to figure out which opinion the brisa follows. Keman azla haditanya. Who does the following brisa go like? Which of the three opinions about the order of the first three rains and the timing of the first three rains does the following brisa go like? Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, gishamim shiyardu shiva yamim zeh achar zeh. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it rains for 7 days straight, atamona behen, revia rishona ushnia, you count that as the first and the second rain, meaning you don't count that as one long rain, because if it's 7 days straight, then you can count that as the first two rains. Ushlishis, and as the third rain, not just the first two rains, but even as the third rain. Keman k'Rabbi Yossi, that must be assumed like Rabbi Yossi, because only according to Rabbi Yossi, the difference between the first rain, which is on Yud Zayin Cheshvan, and the second rain, which is on Chav Gimel Cheshvan, is 7 days. And also the difference between the second rain and the third rain is also 7 days. So according to Rabbi Meir, the difference between the first rain, which is on Gimel Cheshvan, and the second rain, which is on Zayin Cheshvan, is only 4 days. And the difference between the second rain and the third rain, which is on Yud Zayin Cheshvan, is 10 days. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the difference between the first rain, which is on Zayin Cheshvan, and the second rain, which is on Yud Zayin Cheshvan, is 10 days. So you see, the only one that holds that 7 days straight will be considered two rains is the one that holds that there are exactly 7 days between the expected arrival time of the different rains. So that's why this brisa that assumes that 7 days counts as two rains must be going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that 7 days is the typical time that it takes between the rains. So now the Gemara is going to go and quote Psak Halacha. Am Rav Chisda Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi in terms of the timing of the first three rains. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, what difference does that make in Halacha? Meaning, he's just predicting when the rain is supposed to come. Why does this matter in Halacha? So Bishlam Revir Rishona Lishal. I understand why it matters when you predict is the right time for the first rain, because that's when you should start asking for rain in Shemoneh Esrei. That's when you should start saying the same Talmatar. So since Rabbi Yossi holds that the first rain should come on the 17th of Cheshvan, you don't start asking for rain until the 17th of Cheshvan. I also understand Shlishis, why it's important to know when the third rain is expected, Lehisanos, because if it hasn't yet rained by the time you expect the third rain, well then you better start fasting. But Shniel Lamai, what difference does it make when the second rain is expected? It doesn't, in what way does that matter in Halacha at all? So Amar Rabbi Zeir explains, here's the Nafkamina, L'Nedarim, when it comes to Nedarim, Ditnan, Hanoder Ada Gesham, because the Mishnah says that if someone takes a neder until the rainy season, that's how he formulates his neder. He says, I should be usher to have, you can pick anything, I'm never going to eat oranges until the rainy season. So it means It means ad she yehu geshamim ad she terid revi ashniya. If he says until there will be rain, he's not allowed to eat the oranges until the second rain, until the time of the second rain. So we follow what people would normally consider the time of the second rain. What do people normally consider the time of the second rain? So that's why it's important to know how we paskin. What's the normal time for the second rain? So I guess we'll make this main point number one on daf vavam and beis. Nafgamina, for knowing when it's supposed to rain, when it's supposed to rain, I'm just writing it as we go. First rain to ask, second rain to fast, third rain to fast, and second rain for Nidarim. But then the Gemara says, Rav Zvid Amar. Rav Zvid says, no, I'll give you, and we'll go a little bit further before we stop. Rav Zvid says, I'll give you a different nafkamina for why it's important to know when the second rain is going to come. Lezesim, it's important to know the time that it's mutter to take the gifts that you normally give for the poor that are left out in the fields, for the olives, ditnan, me'emasai kolada mutarim beleket. Let's say you left, at what point can you give up on poor people coming to your field and taking the stuff that you left there for them? At what point can even rich people go out there and just take it and say, you know what, poor people just aren't coming, so I'm allowed to take this? So, or b'shicha, or b'peya, at what point can you take the leket, the shicha and the peya? Leket are grains that fell on the ground while you were harvesting them. Shicha are bundles that you forgot out in the field, and peya is that you have to leave off a corner of your field for aniyim to take, a corner of each of your fields. So leket, shicha, peya, those are all important concepts. Again, leket is the little stalks that fell while you were harvesting. Shicha is a bundle that you just forgot out in the field, and peya is a corner of your field that you're supposed to leave over. So at what point can you start taking that? Misha yelchu anemushos. Once the nemushos give up on it, once they leave the field. Beper, we'll discuss tomorrow probably what nemushos are. Beperet, when can you start taking the grapes? Uba olulos, the grapes that come off as you're harvesting. Uba olulos, and olulos are bundles of grapes that don't have certain parts to them, mishiel, that are normally left for the poor people. Mishiel chani and bekerem viavo, when you see poor people coming through and coming out of the vineyard without taking anything. Bezesim, and at what point can you leave the olive, can you start taking the olives from the field and assume that the aniyim aren't taking them? Mishetered revia shnia, from the time of the expected second rain. Once that second rain comes, at that time you know that the aniyim got whatever they're going to get, and they're giving up on getting any more, so now you're allowed to go out and take it. So that is the second explanation of what the nafkamina is for knowing when the second rain is going to be. So again, explanation number one was Rabbi Zera's explanation. That was the first explanation of what the nafkamina is for knowing when the second rain is going to be, that he said it's with regard to Nedarim. And explanation number two is Rav Zvid's explanation, that it's not with regard to Nedarim, it's with regard to when a rich person can go and take zesim, take olives, out of a field, and he can assume that the poor people have already given up on retrieving those olives. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with my nemushos for Ezra Hashem next time.